Hello and welcome to lesson 9, which is about acceptance. And the subtitle of this lesson is You Can't Fix Other People. And I'm going to tell you a little story about me and when I woke up. My awakening was like really profound and sudden, and I could suddenly see energy and feel energy and got this incredible thirst for knowledge, started reading about all kinds of spiritual stuff because I was awake and I was on my path. And I was here to help everyone. I was going to be a healer. And I was going to enlighten everyone and tell them all about what they needed to know in order to improve their life. Because this was my calling. This was my mission. And I was on board with helping everyone. And I was going to tell them whether they wanted to listen or not. Because it was so important. And I needed to get it out there. And then I realized after a little while that when people were politely rebuffing me, and then maybe not so politely telling me where to get off, that actually I was missing the whole point. The point being that acceptance and not fixing other people is part of the spiritual journey. And what I was doing was trying to go around and convert people and save people and fix them and help them. Because you know there's this whole other dimension out there of spirituality, and you really should get on the bus because it's going to change your life. When actually, everyone is where they should be for them, and their journey is as valid as yours, and they can choose what they do with their journey. They're walking their path, and just because they're not on your path, guess what? They're not lost. Although I thought people were lost, and I thought, that's great, I can rescue you, I can save you, I can help you, I'll help you get sorted. But actually, what I was trying to do was fix other people. Not only is it unattractive, it doesn't work, and it doesn't help people either, because you can't fix anyone. Everyone's on their own path and their own journey, and it's everyone's responsibility to sort out their own stuff. Now, of course, fixing people is different to supporting people and signposting people. And especially important when you work in the healing arts, because sometimes when you do some work with someone, they'll come to you and they'll say that you've done a great job and you've really helped them and you've fixed them. But we haven't really. And if we think that, it's actually coming from ego. What we are doing is we're helping and supporting people to fix themselves by using some stuff that we know and by signposting them. Because that is the whole point. You can help support other people to fix themselves, but you can't take responsibility for people or fix them or change them, because everyone's journey is valid and everyone is where they should be for them. Remember, there's no such thing as the truth, there is only your truth, and that goes for everyone. So their truth is their truth and your truth is your truth, and maybe never the twain shall meet, or perhaps there is crossover, who knows? But it doesn't make any difference, because it's not up to you to fix other people. So you'll find that if you are a fixer, not only will it really tick people off and it'll upset people, then people won't like it when you're in fixing mode, and they'll be very resistant to it. And you'll also find that if you're a fixer, then you will draw in fixers, because through law of attraction, you're going to attract what you are. So if you suddenly get a lot of people coming along trying to fix you, it's a reflection and you've drawn it in. So have a look at where you're trying to fix other people. Because if you weren't doing it, it wouldn't be coming in for you. So stop trying to fix other people, because it doesn't serve them and it doesn't serve you. If people ask you for help, then you can be helpful and you can suggest things to them, or you can cheer them from the sidelines. But it's not up to you to fix those people, because those people may just need some guidance or some help or some insight from you at that time. But it's up to them to work through their own stuff. Sometimes with support, and depending where they are on their path, they may need more support, or they may need support from different people. They may need support from a counsellor, or from another professional, or maybe from a healer, or it doesn't really matter. It's not up to you to fix them. So that's the essence of this lesson. Don't try and fix other people, because it's not your responsibility. You get on with fixing yourself and your stuff, and the more you heal and the more wounds that you can release and the less fixer you can be, then you're going to change your consciousness, raise your vibration, and start attracting the life that you want instead of focusing on fixing other people. So that's lesson 9. It's acceptance, accepting people for where they are in their life and on their journey, and knowing that it's fine for them, and signposting them if appropriate and in a conscious way, and not trying to fix other people because you can't. So I hope you found that interesting, and I'll be back with more. Thank you.